Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Labor Day is a holiday in the U.S. celebrated on the first Monday of September. It started in the late 1800s during the labor movement as workers fought for fair working conditions. Labor Day became a national holiday in 1894 after the Pullman strike. On Labor Day, there are parades and speeches honoring workers. It's also a time for barbecues and picnics as people have one last summer cookout. Many take advantage of the long weekend to travel, marking the end of the vacation season. Resting from labor is, and has been from the beginning, God's design. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, we find that on the seventh day of God's creation, he had finished the work he had been doing. Then God blessed that day and made it holy. That verse is meant for you and me. God never slumbers nor sleeps, according to Psalm 121, verse 4. Jesus even said that God's work is never done and that he has been working since the beginning, as documented in John 5, verse 17. God knew our bodies of flesh would wear out too quickly if we never stopped from laboring. His declaring the seventh day as a time of rest was for our benefit, not his, a loving act by our Creator. Even the idea of one day being more holy than another was for our benefit. One could use Romans chapter 14 as an argument that every day is holy unto God. The word holy merely means set apart. Thus, we should always have time set apart to rest, worship God, and enjoy family and friends. God said in Exodus chapter 20, 6 days you shall labor, but the seventh you shall rest from labor, a loving command from a loving God. In Leviticus 25, God instructs the Israelites to honor a Sabbath year. During the Sabbath year, the land was given a rest period. It was mandated that every 7 years, no planting, tending to vineyards, or gathering crops should occur. The seventh year signified a time of rest. Next, there existed the Jubilee years. The Israelites were instructed to honor a Jubilee year after every seven sets of seven Sabbath years. The year of Jubilee is referenced in the Bible as an event that occurs every 50 years. Following seven cycles of 7 years, equaling 49 years, the 50th year was designated a period of celebration and rest. This occasion marked a reset in economics, culture, environment, and communal life. Debts were forgiven, individuals in servitude were released, and property was returned to its original owners to prevent ongoing poverty cycles and promote social and economic fairness. Hopefully, today will be a day of rest for you. Do not feel guilty in resting. Please understand that rest from labor is a gift from our Creator. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.